Let us pray the congregational prayer. Help us to walk by faith, O God, not by sight. Be our vision, Holy One, for without vision, your people perish. Remind us that you do not see as mortals see, for you do not judge by outward appearances, but look on the heart. With our eyes of faith enlightened, help us see your kingdom in a tiny mustard seed, and marvel at the growth you offer to all through the power of your Spirit. Amen. Let us bow our head. Lord, in this season of growth, open our hearts to grow in your love. We look around and we see the beauty of your world, the blossoming flowers and plants, the growth of children, the joy of celebrations of graduation and retirement. And we also see the sadness and sorrow that has invaded the world when systems of injustice and hatred lay claim to people's lives. Patient Lord, you know how we are. We let the frustrations and worries of our lives overcome us. Our hearts seem to buckle under the weight of anger and confusion, and we turn away from you, thinking that you can do nothing to alleviate our strife. How foolish we are. How faithless we are. Please forgive us. Help us to learn that you are actively involved in our lives, seeking healing and hope, not only for each of us, but for the whole world. Make us into disciples of peace and compassion. Sovereign Lord, we lift up those who are recuperating after the hospitalization. Evryn West, Karen Bell's mother, and Laura Huckabee. We now lift up those who are scheduled to have surgeries. Carmen Huckabee for a stent procedure, Paula Howell for her hip surgery. We also lift up those who need your constant healing mercies. Ernestine Doddle, Ann Harper, Fred and Faye, Deborah Freeman, Don Younger, and Alan Girdle, as well as all Shutting members who need your loving care and grace. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now it's time for us to lift up our offerings to our Lord.